Από πού ερχόσασταν και πού πηγαίνατε?
Από Λονδίνο ήμουν για Αθήνα.
Τέλος, καλό, όλα καλά. Πάρα.
Let me introduce the final episode of series 3 of Icarus Falls, an episode we just didn't have time to do at the end of last year. So I've come back on my own to Yannina, and I'm actually here because I'm buying a plot of land in the village of Trustino, and I thought, why not do an episode whilst I'm here? So it's a Friday night, it's 8 o'clock, and we're at Noisyland Studios in an area of Yannina I really love called Anatolie, famous for the refugees who came from Smyrna, and also famous because it's home to the only music studio in Yannina.
Yeah, that's about right.
So tonight I'm joined by Panos Papakostas, who is my long-enduring sound man, sound technician. He's very happy because we're doing this episode in his studio again.
Yeah.
We're not in a bakery. We're not at a trout farm.
Yeah. Not a lot of noises to be concerned about. Thanks for that.
And I'm also here with Vagelis Kosinas. And Vagelis is a musician born and raised in Yannina. And we just thought it was so much fun to do a music episode in the first series. Why not end this new series with a bit more music? Good evening, Vageli.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, finally. Do you wanna introduce yourself?
Yes, of course. I'm 30 years old. I am from Ioannina. I am a songwriter. I play guitar and also I play lute. When I was younger, I decided that I want to learn music. So I learned guitar after school and high school. And now I'm a teacher, a musician in a music school of Ioannina. I know Panos
about
10, 11
even
years.
More, even more, yeah.
This area, this place is my lovely recording studio. I'm very happy because we are here now. What else?
Do you want to know my first encounter with Vagelis?
Yeah, tell me.
Yeah, he was songwriter. He came to me by proposal of another studio that was closing at the time.
2043?
Yeah, 14? Yeah. And
2043 would have been even cooler because it hasn't happened
yeah,
yet.
Yeah. He's from the future and he knows things. So he came by my studio to ask me to how to record his new song. And it was a song, a pop song, but when I listened to it, my ears went that this song needs to be a smoothie jazz kind of vibe with a lot of instruments. So he made a leap of faith and we started making the song. The song was actually a hit, and from back then till now, he's my close collaborator, he's my best man also, and I not consider Vagelis as a collaborator, but as a friend, a close friend that I usually use him to record guitars and lutes to the songs.
So you're his kubaros?
Yes.
So how does it work? So kubaros is a really serious thing in Greece. It's not that serious in England.
Yeah.
But once you're someone's best man, that kind of links you for life, doesn't
it? Yeah. It's not so serious to me.
But you always retain that title, right?
Yeah. It's like you have made a new cousin suddenly. It's like that in Greece, that it's now part of your family. And sometimes you see, I see Vangelis more often than my actual cousins. I see him more often.
So is it kind of like a proposal when you ask a guy to be your best
man? Yeah, because you don't know how, that if he answers, yeah, I will do it. But he didn't have any counterpoint to that, because who will he record his tracks then? So
how did it work? Did you take him out for dinner?
No. We actually, I just said it, that you're going to marry us, right? It was like, it never went to a proposal or something. It was like that, casual conversation. You're going to marry us, right? And he was like, yeah, okay.
In my calendar, I wrote the day, because...
you will forget.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Panos, when are you getting married?
20th of July. You are invited, you know. Yeah. I told you.
Did you really?
Yeah. I told you in Florence past September.
Oh, God. 20th of July?
Yeah.
And where's it happening?
It's happening in the lake, in a lovely outside, garden, open garden, open air.
Church?
With a live band.
Yeah, it's going to be a church. I know that you all love to be part of that.
Yeah, me and Panos spent some time in a monastery together last year. I don't know why, but I was going to do an episode to prove that priests and monks could be quite nice people.
Yeah, but they're not. I say out loud, but I still wore that as a superpower.
Yeah, they gave us religious gifts.
Yeah, and I wore that because it's my superpower. Now I can curse, and nobody can say a thing to me because I wear that.
What did I do with mine? I gave it to you.
I think so. I don't recall it. But I ate the honey. The honey was great. They gave us honey also, and the honey was great.
Right, so back to you. What are we going to hear today?
Okay, the first song is Tsigaro Navo. It's one song that I wrote with Panos. It's about one girlfriend that I had. And I don't know which will be the second one track. It is one song that the title is When I Was Pok, I'm Red. No. The name is Kokinizo και ντρέπομαι in Greek. That the meaning is when I will speak, I will be red because I'm shy. All my tracks is about speak about love, and I think when someone listen my music, he have a smile.
What genre do you fit into?
In Greece, this is έντεχνο. Is the meaning. I love Nikos Portokaloglou. Is something like blues music with
Pano? It's like it's a Greek music, and Greek music, it's combined from, you know, Eastern music, Balkans, popular pop music, and we boil that together and we make that Greek music that once you hear it, you know it's Greek. It has a distinct sound. It's not too Balkan. It's not too Eastern. It's somewhere in the middle. So I think Vangelis is doing that kind of music, where sometimes with more Latin or Afro kind of swinging type of rhythm.
This is the Tsigaro Navo, and I love it. Γιατί τσιγάρο ανάβω, Τσιγάρο σβήνω κι απ' το μυαλό μου δεν σ' αφήνω. Γυρίζω στους δρόμους, γυρίζω στα πάρκα και όλοι με κοιτούν παράξενα γιατί τσιγάρο ανάβω. Τσιγάρο σβήνω κι απ' το μυαλό μου δεν σ' αφήνω. Γυρίζω στους δρόμους, γυρίζω στα πάρκα και όλοι με κοιτούν παράξενα και μέσα στη ζάλη τα φτιάχνω με άλλη. Να το γιορτάσω πίνω ένα μπουκάλι, της λέω ένα ψέμα, μωρό μου εγώ ζω μόνο για σένα. Τσιγάρο ανάβω, τσιγάρο σβήνω κι απ' το μυαλό μου δεν σ' αφήνω. Γυρίζω στους δρόμους, γυρίζω στα πάρκα και όλοι με κοιτούν παράξενα γιατί τσιγάρο ανάβω, τσιγάρο σβήνω κι απ' το μυαλό μου δεν σ' αφήνω. Γυρίζω στους δρόμους, γυρίζω στα πάρκα και όλοι με φωνάζουνε.
Do you ever go back to your village to do shows?
Έχεις πάει καθόλου στο χωριό σου να κάνεις σε live εκεί και σου?
No, because the people there listen traditional music. It's something different. They feel it different. They live only for the 3 days for the panigiri. They want to listen clarinet, lute. They want to listen something different. This is the meaning of the traditional. They want, and also I want to keep it traditional, because Zagor is something else, is something different. And I'm very happy because my mother, also me, I am from Zagori.
So you believe in protecting the traditional values of the villages?
Yes. It's something very specific and really I love very much all the villages of Zagori. Before the break, I told to Panos that your voice is like a radio voice. And I have the opinion, had you ever sing a song?
Do you think I could sing?
Yeah. Really? I believe that everyone can...
find their voice?
Yeah.
What would you do with my voice?
Maybe something low, like a ballad.
Honestly, this is the nicest thing that anyone's ever said about my voice. But anyway, I have no idea how to sing. Are you from a musical family?
No. Also, my parents are school teachers. But my father wanted to learn clarinet. But they didn't learn. So I begin to learn guitar and after lute.
Why not clarinet too?
Because then someone who learned clarinet wasn't...
approved by the society. It was,
was something...
Of an outsider to the society.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Poor clarinet, it's my favorite instrument.
I know. It was like the people who play clarinet was only gypsies and people from the lower levels of society. It was like a stigma. So if someone have had education or high education, it was like a taboo to learn clarinet.
Really?
We didn't have the connection that we have now with the most advanced societies and to the city centers. So we saw what the other cities doing by, you know, movies and series and all kinds of stuff. you have to think you are in a as a very isolated place back then. We didn't have the roads, we didn't have the cinemas, we didn't have nothing. So everything was about the summer, when everyone from the centers, Athens or Thessaloniki, came down for festivals, for live events, for concerts and things like that. Theater also. It was the only way to experience art at some point.
Do you think, from another point of view, that protected Yannina and Epirus and preserved a very traditional sound?
Yeah, you can say that, but I think that it's actually the climate and the geography of the place that really preserved the music.
I have a story to tell you about this song. When I was younger, I had gone to Corfu, Kerkyra, and when we came back, I wrote this song. It's an old song. Then I was 17 years old, and I wrote it in Corfu. Αγκαλιά σε μια έρημη παραλία, να σου δίνω φιλιά στο λαιμό, με μανία να σε παίρνω αγκαλιά, να σου λέω σ' αγαπώ, να μου απαντάς εσύ σ' αγαπάω πιο πολύ. Να, 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 να. Αγκαλιά σε μια έρημη παραλία, να σου δίνω φιλιά στο λαιμό, με μανία να σε παίρνω αγκαλιά, να σου λέω σ' αγαπώ, να μου απαντάς εσύ σ' αγαπάω πιο πολύ. Να, 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 να. Na 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 na.
Do you think you'll always stay here in Epirus?
Maybe yes, because I am a school teacher, so my work is here. I'm glad for this, because I have my village 10 minutes near from my house. The only thing that I have in my mind is to be healthy, and I want to travel. I want to go to see my favorite team, Liverpool. I want to go in Italy to see Fiorentina. All the things is about football. And I want to make one album, one CD. Is the next step. And when someone listen my music, I want to have a smile. But yes, I believe that I will be here in Epirus, in Zagori. I love Zagori, and I feel good. The hero, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hear the road. Thank you. Σε ευχαριστώ.